welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and I am here to help you find more clients that you love, that you can serve in the best way possible. And I thought a great place to start when I'm starting to talk about that is to tell you how I stopped being for everyone. I feel like when you start in business, you often just want dollars through the door in your bank account, from the door into your bank account, and you say yes to everyone, even if you know from the get-go, this person is kind of not really vibing with me. Recently, I had that kind of a reaction when I was speaking with a potential client. They jumped on the phone with me. They weren't looking for a collaborative, you know, ads manager. They were looking to just tell me that they'd done all the courses, they had sorted everything out, their webinar was ready to go, and they just needed someone to just get them some leads, the right type of leads, and they had exactly what kind of return on ad spend they wanted. They had, it was like they were just ticking off boxes. And it, while I was on the phone to them, of course I was polite. I was trying to build some rapport some way. You know, often I'll try and make jokes just to get in there. But I just didn't feel like even from the get-go we were getting along very well. So after we hung up the phone, my job was to send through a proposal. And I just kept on putting it off. And I kept on putting it off. And I kept on putting it off. And I didn't really have much of a reason why. I couldn't sort of nail it down. But in the end, I realized as much as I hadn't been upfront with her on the phone, I didn't want to work with her. And that's okay as well. I had to be okay with saying goodbye to some revenue and all of that. So in the end, I ended up sending her an email saying, look, I don't think we're going to be a right fit and I wish you all the best. And it felt so freaking good. And I think at the moment I'm like, oh, thank goodness I'm not running those ads anymore. And I've said goodbye to many clients over the past 8 or 9 years that I've been doing this where it hasn't been working or I don't feel like I'm the right person for them. Sometimes clients have said goodbye to me too, and that's okay because I wasn't the right fit for them at that time either. Sometimes those clients have come back to work with me again, which is awesome. So, you know, I don't think anyone needs to be for everyone unless you're Medicare or something like that. But most of us, when we're running our own businesses, we're doing this because we have a sense of purpose and we have a passion for what we want to do. That purpose is really around serving the right type of people and helping them move through whatever it is that they're coming to us with a problem. You know, whether it's health issues, whether it's movement issues, whether it's I don't know how to market my business issues, I need some more leads issues that come to me, or I need new clients. But every one of us is helping someone and we need to really be very clear on them in order to attract them. The best rule I ever learned in business is I don't have to work with everyone. And if you've been struggling to maybe find those ideal clients in amongst some of the crappy leads that you're getting or the weird inquiries, or you're just feeling like everybody gets on the phone doesn't seem to be ready to work with me, take a moment and set your own boundaries. What are they? And be very clear on it, because the more that you put that out into the world, the more that you're going to attract the right type of people to work with you. When we run our own businesses, we get to choose. We don't have to open the door to everyone. And it's not that we're being discriminatory. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying it's more about what you putting out into the world, who you want to work with, and knowing that those people are going to come and find you, because that's just how the world works. So what are your boundaries? For me, in the ads management world, you know, it might be, well, it has been around a minimum ad spend. If people aren't spending, you know, over $1,000 a month when it comes to their ads, there's not a whole lot I can do. And that's when I might direct them towards some of my self-study courses or setting up, helping them to set up their own ads. Because as I say, if you're only spending that amount on your ads, you probably want to spend as much as possible on your ads and not have to pay me on top of that. Another way to set boundaries is to say, well, I only work within a certain niche. Now, the great thing about niching, I think, is that as much as you might say, oh, I only, you know, for a few years I've worked predominantly with health professionals because I'd worked with some really great clients, I'd gotten some really good results. I still worked with other businesses, but that was sort of my goal boundaries, and it just allowed me to create marketing that really spoke to that niche as well. You might have a particular sort of problem that you want to solve, and then you build your content and your brand around that. You can still work with everyone, but the people who are going to need that are going to read that and they're going to go, great, this is the person for me. The next step is I want you to think about some of those red flags for clients you don't want to, that you want to say no to in future. Sometimes for me, that might be calling me or contacting me late at night and really expecting a response when I'm trying to have some downtime. It might be requesting too much of my time, too much a phone contact. You know, that means that I can't do other work or can't read a book or something. But you know, it means I'm missing out on, you know, I'm missing out on money, really. It's cutting into my profits. It's cutting into my hourly rate. So what are some red flags that you don't want to have within your clients anymore? Maybe these become sort of something that you let new clients know. This is how you're going to contact me. This is the response time you can expect. All of these have been very beneficial to my business to really outline it from the get-go. And finally, you can just start saying no if you don't feel like people will be a fit with you. You actually aren't obliged to give a reason, and you're not obliged to find them someone else. You can simply say you don't think you'll be a fit, and you could come up with an excuse if you really want, like you've got more work on than you thought, you're going on holidays, but then all of a sudden you're all over your socials. You don't want to lie, but it really is better if you're having inquiries or you know that there's people who are on the periphery who are asking to work with you that you know are not a right fit, and you're kind of having a bit of that like visceral internal reaction of like, oh, which we've all had. It's better to sort it out now rather than later. And finally, if you want some action steps from the podcast today, one of my favorite exercises that I return to probably every year or so is, who have been my top three favorite clients to work with? And really look at, why were they my favorite clients to work with? What was it about them? And if yours is, they paid me really well, write that down. Like, it is okay. And it is 100% authorized by me to say, if somebody is paying you really well and you want more clients like that, write that down. Put that out into the world and start making that your new normal. The other thing is like to consider not only why were they your favorite clients? You know, was it the communication style they had with you? Was it that it was a collaborative approach? Was it that they really listened to you and took on board your direction? Write whatever it is down, and then you can start putting that out into the world, whether it's just written on a piece of paper, but it might inspire you to create some content around that or to start putting it in your communications with clients. And finally, I want you to find out where your motivation lies. Is it because they were like exciting clients and they were challenging you? Or was it more about the fact that you were able to serve them and really change their lives? Or maybe it was a mix of both. But again, finding that motivation for you will help you stay on track when things start to get a little bit murky and a little bit, you know, like sticky as you, you know, go through business life, because we know it is not all rainbows and chocolate balls raining from the sky when we run our own businesses. There are some good times, there are some down times. But one of the ways that you can sort of keep things on an even keel and on an upwards trajectory is to work with clients that you love, that really light you up, that pay you on time, pay you well, whatever your like boundaries are going to be from now on, and stop being for everyone and feeling bad that you're not. Ooh, I so can't wait to see what you do next. Until next time, I'm Miranda Ivy, and I want you to stay fabulous.